WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're listening to the Sourdough Philosophy Circus at Amherst, part of the Bread and Puppet Theater. Cue the sheep. If we don't stop them, then who will? These wars must end immediately, if you couldn't hear the lyrics. And ever since the Bread and Puppet Theater was founded on the Lower East Side in 1963, Peter Schumann's group has been putting on radical theater that's integrated music, sculpture, and, of course, puppets, and, yes, actual homemade bread. They packed up and moved to Vermont in 1973, but their unique productions have kept on. To celebrate the half-century mark of the Bread and Puppet Theater's existence, there's a film retrospective back where it all began on the Lower East Side. It's tonight at 7:30 at Anthology Film Archives. I'm joined by two guests right now, Bread and Puppet AV archivist Adam Schutzman and longtime Bread and Puppet collaborator Rose Friedman. Adam and Rose, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for having us.
You want to put that clip in context, that singing in Amherst?
Sure. That's from a circus that we were doing a few years ago, and Bread and Puppet spends a lot of the year touring, about 9 months of the year on tour. So that was a circus that they were doing probably at a college in Amherst on tour.
And when I say puppets, we're not talking Kermit the Frog or Big Bird exactly.
Not necessarily.
People who don't know, describe what your puppets tend to look like.
They tend to be giant. That's the classic image of a Bread and Puppet puppet is larger than life size. Though, of course, we also do shows with small hand puppets and everything in between. The classic Bread and Puppet image and the one that we're doing now in the show that we're doing uptown at the West Park Church involves puppets that are, you know, over 10 feet high.
So, listeners, we could take a few quick calls if you've seen any Bread and Puppet Theater shows since 1963, if you've worked or collaborated with Bread and Puppet at all, any kind of shout out or question or an idea for a production or a circus you'd like to see, you're open to that, right? 212-4-212. Don't take the creative vision out of the hands of the professionals. Or maybe you can. 212-433-9692. And we'll play another clip in a minute. But the Bread and Puppet Theater has gone through a lot in 50 years. Do you feel that the nature of how you present has evolved and has changed either with the types of news events that you're reacting to or the times otherwise?
I think when Peter Schumann started the theater in 1963 and first used the name Bread and Puppet, he was – you know, talking about a lot of issues that were happening for New Yorkers at that time, which are certainly different than the issues that are happening now, though I think in a way there's always similarities over the 50 years. There's things that recur again and again. He was talking about a war that was on at that time. We're talking about a different war, but of course there's parallels between these wars. He was talking about issues of bad landlords and rats and, you know, just problems of life in New York City at that time. And now living up in Vermont in the countryside, you know, there's other things that occur. I think his work is very influenced by the landscape up there and by the changes that he's seen in the culture over the years that he's been there. But things recur, and shows that we've done, like what you'll see at the program, the film program tonight, some really old shows are still extremely relevant to the politics of the moment.
So, Adam, as the AV archivist, there's a title that many organizations do not have. AV, audiovisual archivist. You're the audiovisual archivist for the Bread and Puppet Theater. What do you do? And did you put together the clips that are going to be shown in this anthology?
Yeah, so I curated the film program that's happening tonight at the anthology. And it's about six short films that I'm presenting. And the focus of the program tonight is on the early the early part of Bread and Puppet, the first decade or so. And so a lot of the film clips are actually from when Bread and Puppet was in New York City. And I kind of wanted to do that in honor of Bread and Puppet starting here.
So let's listen to one more piece of footage. And this is, let's see, maybe you can help set this up for us. I think this is called The Children Die, and it's from Bread and Puppets, A Man Says Goodbye to His Mother, from the Hollywood Television Theater in the 1960s. You familiar with this?
Yes.
And this clip follows a man who goes to war, calling to mind the Vietnam War.
The man takes his airplane and looks for his enemy. He bombs the children. The children die.
With a horrible buzz in the background, I'm sorry to say, but it's hard to edit out the historical audio glitches. So that aired on television in the 1960s?
It did, actually. It aired in, I believe, the year 1970, 71, but it was actually filmed in 1966. It was aired on, I think, the predecessor of a PBS station. And the show is Hollywood Television Theater, that's, I believe, based in L.A., but they had come here to film Bread and Puppet.
And, Rose, if you want to talk about how the same issues recur,
well,
only
that's
in
a
different
show,
forms.
That's a show that we've continued to do, actually, in repertory, you know, from that time. I mean, he was inspired by, you know, the women who were losing their sons that he was meeting in New York during the Vietnam War. But, of course, that's something that women are still experiencing in this country, just with a different war. So
and
we've
I'm
continued
of
to do that.
Drones.
Mm-hmm,
the man takes
exactly.
The dialogue that we heard, the man takes his airplane mm-hmm. and looks for his enemies, mm-hmm. airplane noises. He bombs the children die.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he's trying to bomb the children.
Right.
But it so recalls the collateral damage from drones that are in the news now.
And it's a very simple show that was designed to be performed on the street, just a few performers, a few very simple, almost toy props. And we have done it recently in public places, you know, just for audiences on the street. And I know that they were doing that when it was first performed also.
Kathleen in Inwood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I want to ask your guests if they remember or have in record your work with scenic designers back in the 60s. I had a teacher who's passed on now, unfortunately, named Brad Boynton, and he ended up teaching me in high school in the early mid-70s. No, early 70s. And he talked a lot about Bread and Puppet. Mm. And I just wondered if anybody knows of him and if you could talk about how you worked on the street with scenic design.
Well, unfortunately, we're a little too young to remember certain things that happened before we were born. But Peter's pretty good at remembering people's names, and I can ask him about that person. I know Bread and Puppet has collaborated with so many hundreds and thousands of people over the years in every different art form.
And if your stuff is presented on the streets frequently, mm-hmm. how do you do scenic design?
Right, that's a very good question. I mean, Peter has done a lot of parading as a kind of public street performing. It's a very powerful art form for that. But when he's doing these kinds of shows, like A Man Says Goodbye, you know, it has to be something that you can set up really quickly and break down really easily if the cops are giving you a hard time. And I know that in the early days of performing on the street, Bob Nichols, the poet, would drive them around in the back of his flatbed truck, and they would be able to perform that way. So they had a little kind of a setup on his truck.
Emily in Briarcliff Manor. Hi, Emily.
Good morning. I just want to appreciate Bread and Puppet for bringing so much joy and creativity to the anti-war demonstrations that I was a sort of low-level organizer for during the late 60s. And it's, you know, it was just, you know, it was really fun to see them. And
you like bringing the fun to the serious conversation.
Bringing the fun to the serious conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Where's the line?
The line between fun and serious?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they deal with that on, you know, The Daily Show and Colbert mm-hmm. and things like that. Like, where don't you go? These conversations you have?
Well, I think comedy is such a powerful way to get people to listen to you. But Bread and Puppet isn't necessarily known for their comedy. I mean, the circuses are very light but often have heavy messages, like
right.
the song that you heard at the beginning. But I think that just having something that people can participate in these protests, like the listener was saying, I think is such a powerful thing to be part of for these protests, to be part of something larger than yourself. And Bread and Puppet is really good at pulling people in, volunteers, people showing up, putting a puppet in their hands, and making them part of something larger.
So we'll go out here in just a second with some Bread and Puppet wind turbines. As we say, the Bread and Puppet Theater at 50 film program is tonight at 7:30 at Anthology Film Archives on the Lower East Side. It's $10, and all proceeds go toward helping the Bread and Puppet Theater support its archives. There's also an exhibition of pamphlets and books printed by Bread and Puppet Press over the past 50 years at the Printed Matter Bookstore by the High Line through November 30th. Adam Schutzman and Rose Friedman, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, and come and see our show at the West Park Church on 86th Street. One more week left.